Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods. Sheridan starting off this week's Out of the Woods show. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. That's what we're doing this week. And hopefully we're catching you before the holiday, but I know some of you are going to be catching this the week between Christmas and New Year's. That's okay too. We don't play too much of the traditional variety of stuff on this show. So it should be easy on the ears, even if you've already thrown the tree out in the yard. Anyway, yeah, from her CD, Sometimes I Feel Too Much, Cozy Sheridan and The Night the Reindeer Fly, one of our our better-known New Hampshire singer-songwriter she is. Got another one of those for you right now, Mr. Craig Wirth and his song, These Ornaments, on Out of the Woods.
Nested up in paper, a ball of see-through glass. The color flaked and settled, some distant Christmas past. Carried from the homeland, its hook now rough with rust. Suspends the ancient memories in pink and silver dust. There's a 4-inch 5-string banjo made with a bottle cap. A choir of clothespin angels robed in satin wrap. There's an origami figure folded by young hands. The day her grandpa showed her and told her, yes, you can. Who'll keep these ornaments and love them as I do? Who will tell their stories from when the old was new? Who will hold these treasures, this box of jewels and toys, and spirits of the long-lost folks who once were girls and boys? There's a tiny ruddy rowboat carved from a peach's stone. It's one my father made me one night he was alone. There's a cracked ceramic owl, my mother's favorite bird, the one at night she'd listen for, the last one that she heard. Who'll keep these ornaments and love them as I do? Who'll tell their stories from when the old was new? Who'll hold these treasures, this box of jewels and toys, and spirits of the long lost folks who once were girls and Christmas gems. I've memorized the history for each and every one of them. I wrote it in this letter for someone good to find. And now that you are reading this, would you be so kind? Please keep these ornaments and love them as I did. Tell their stories and teach them to the kids. Hold up these treasures, this box of jewels and toys, and spirits of we long lost folks who once were girls and boys.
Broadway and West End Avenue on West 103rd. A tiny babe was born to a surgeon and his wife, a boy who would grow up to lead no ordinary life. After the Navy, he worked 10 years on stage in film for 20 more. By the day he died, you could say he was adored by people the streets of Paris to this unpretentious block. Fast forward to 1971, same stretch of real estate. A 10-year-old named Gary looks up from a book and says it's fate. He's always been my idol, but I had no idea that when he was a kid like me, he lived right here. Fast forward to 2005, young Gary is now a man. He made some calls to City Hall, then he devised a plan. He started a petition when he told people what was on his mind. Everybody wished him well and everybody signed. Fast forward to 2006, a foggy day in June. A politician says, we've gathered here this afternoon to honor one of New York's own who earned worldwide acclaim. This isn't just West 103rd Street, it now bears his name. So thank you, Gary Dennis, the boy who was 10 in 1971. Here's looking at you, kid. We love what you have done. Of all the boroughs, of all the blocks, you made this one extra sweet. Between Broadway and West End Avenue, West 103rd Street. Oh, I could wish you a Merry Christmas, but for us romantic fools on earth, we celebrate this date, 'cause it's the day of Humphrey Bogart's birth.
Officer Mike was a good-natured Goomba who never once fired his gun. He used to lock up college kids who got drunk and then let them go just for fun. When December came round, he'd go down to the cop shop and bring his uke along in the hallway that runs by the old holding cells. He would sing to the skells this seasonal song. When it's Christmas in Brooklyn, the people all smile, from beautiful Flatbush to old Coney Isle. In Green Paint and Red Hook, they're filled with good cheer. And if yours don't like it, then get out of here. I saw Santa fly over the Gowanus Canal, calling out to his reindeers just like an old pal. On Enzo, on Renzo, on Paulie, on Al, on Vito, on Guido, on Vinny and Sal, with Rudy the Nose at the head of the line. Santa's a teamster, so he's doing fine. Though it's not celebrated by our friends the Hindus, Buddhists or Taoists or Muslims or Jews. When it's Christmas in Brooklyn, it won't come as news that I'm just trying to say Merry Christmas to yous. Bing bada boom boom bada bing bing bada boom boom bada bing bing bada boom boom bada bing bing bada boom. When it's Christmas in Brooklyn, the snowflakes are gray. They've been like that since them bums moved out to L.A. But people in Brooklyn forgive and forget, 'cause the spirit of Christmas, it ain't left here yet. So when you're out drinking or playing stickball, remember the Savior that died for us all. And now I gotta go and start decking the halls. So I bid yous good night, Merry Christmas to all. Hey, a lowball deal just for you. Throwing in a Happy New Year over there.
Sing, I love you till the end. end of time, you'll always be my valentine on Christmas. Merry Christmas, darling. We've made it a year now, and I know that it's been hard, but I know that we're gonna last a lifetime. If you'll say the same to me, I'll love you to eternity. Say you'll be my valentine on Christmas. Please say you'll be my valentine on Christmas.
Sure thing, Glenna. Glenna Bell from her CD, The Road Less Traveled, and Be My Valentine on Christmas here on Out of the Woods. We're doing the Christmas thing this week. Hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. We had Joseph Spence just before that, and his inimitable version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. He really should have become a voice for the Muppets or something. That was something else. Taking that from a compilation called Christmas Cookies 3.0 that we got from the Concord Music Group, A Concord Calamity, they call it. Eric Franson in there as well, and one of my all-time favorites, well, at least since I heard it, tunes, Christmas in Brooklyn. Great stuff. Taking that from one of the great compilations that Christine Lavin put together called Just One Angel, as well as the other songs in this set. Christine herself doing Christmas 1899 for Humphrey Bogart. Neat stuff there. And New Hampshire's own Craig Wirth with These Ornaments, also from one of the Just One Angel compilations. Nice stuff. Yeah. All right, folks. Well, this is a pre-recorded show. If you want to get in touch at all, it's outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com is how you can do that. We're going to take our first break here, get it out of the way. So we'll be right back after this.